Welcome back to another Rosh Shabbos here. We are continuing the halachis of Atmana. The halacha is the Isser Atmana means to wrap a pot with other things. That's called insulating a pot. That's called Atmana. There's Atmana that's Moisef Heva, which means adding heat, or just to keep it warm. Keeping it warm is Usser on Shabbos, but before Shabbos is Mutter. But if it's Moisef Heva, if it adds heat, even before Shabbos, it is Usser. So the Shaila is, could I put a pot into an oven from before Shabbos? Maybe that's Hatmana. It's wrapped in the oven, and there's been Moisef Hevel. And even from before Shabbos, it should be also. The answer to that is, that's a mistake. Because it's only called Hatmana if something is touching the pot from all the sides. That's called Hatmana. It's insulated by being wrapped around. You're wrapping something around the pot. When something's in the oven, there is a lot of air between the pot and the walls of the oven. Therefore, an oven is not called Hatmana. Atmana is only if you wrap the pot itself, but being in an oven is not called Atmana. Now, what about a cover of a kedera? What about if you have a pot and you cover it? So that should also be Atmana, because I'm covering it and keeping the heat in. It's keeping moist of Hevel. That also is not called Atmana, because there, every pot has a cover. That's just to protect the food. It's not coming to wrap the pot. It's coming to protect the food. It's just the top of the pot. It's one big pot all to protect the food, to hold the food. And the cover is to protect the food. That's not a shayla of Atmana. Now, the halacha is that if you put a food on top of a pot, let's say put a pot, let's start with that. Put a pot on top of another pot, and the pot's on the fire, and you want to wrap the top pot with towels or blanket. That's a problem of Atmana b'davar moisef hevel, because the bottom pot is giving heat to the top pot, and I'm wrapping the top pot. So that's an example of Atmana b'davar moisef hevel. The shaila is, could I put food on top of the pot and then wrap that food with a piece of silver foil? So it comes out, I'm wrapping the food with silver foil, which is Atmana, and it's being moist of Hevel from the bottom. Could I do that on Shabbos? The answer is yes, because why am I wrapping the food? I'm wrapping the food, so nothing should touch. The food has to be in a wrapping, has to be in a pot, it has to be in something, if not, it'll get dirty. That's why it's wrapped in the silver foil, and that's fine. But the halacha is, I want to wrap that silver foil again with another piece of silver foil on top of that. That would be an iser of Atmana b'davar moisef hevel. So therefore, if someone has a very big piece of silver foil, he shouldn't wrap it around a few times around the food and then put the food on top of the pot, because that could be a shayla of Atmana b'davar moisef hevel. How? Because the pot on the bottom is adding heat, and then I'm taking that food that was in one layer of silver foil, wrapping another layer of silver foil, so it turns out that I'm wrapping it in order that it should get warm, and it's being moist of Hevel. Therefore, it's a shayla of Atmana b'davar moisef hevel. If the reason why you have the extra silver foil because it's leaking, then it'll be fine. Again, that's because it shouldn't make other things dirty. That wouldn't be considered Atmana. But if I wrap it around extra to keep it warm and sitting on top of the pot, that's a real shayla of Atmana b'davar moisef hevel.